The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not the fleet to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, the 21st of April,
2009.
Today was a wonderful day. It was sunny, it was warm, but not too warm. No rain. It's one thing I hate about living in Washington. It's just so much damn rain. I believe El Quinjena's on the phone right now. I'll introduce her as soon as I hear her mic click back on. Well, in the meantime, I will introduce our guest for this evening. She is the guild leader of The Kindred on Antonia Bale's server. She's also one of the coordinators for the Festival of Unity on the Antonia Bale server. It's Femme Fatale. Hello, Femme.
Good evening.
How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you for having me this evening.
Well, thank you for coming. Actually, I'm going to turn up your volume just a little bit. Okay, try now.
Hello.
There we go.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. Okay, so, Festival of Unity, Antonia Bale server. Now, that's going to be... May 31st through the 6th of June?
That's right. A full week of fun and frolic.
Have you been getting a lot of people volunteering this year?
I would say we've had a median amount so far. Usually, towards the end, though, we end up with quite a few volunteers.
I heard a mic
great
click.
I heard
a mic click. So, with me as always, my love, my girl, my wife, the girl down here, just talking to Jenna!
And the person that answers the friggin' phone.
Woo! Who was it?
Rite Aid.
I guess they call when it's time, according to them, for me to renew. But I actually stopped taking my blood pressure medication for a couple of weeks just to see what would happen. So I do have a supply for a little while.
Well, they're worried about you.
Oh, no.
They'll be calling you back at 9 o'clock.
Why?
Because I told them to.
All you had to do was tell them he knows.
No, it's an automated thing. I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice of... He already knows. It's either yes, no, call back later.
Well, you should have said yes. Thank you.
I didn't know. I'm supposed to be taking your calls now, too?
Yes. You're my secretary.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes with the territory.
I need a raise.
Okay, I'll double what I'm paying you now.
Which is
nothing. Same as the Drunken Dwarf and Cheese It. I mean, I offer the double their salary every year, and they're all happy about it.
They don't know. Well, they don't care as long as they get ale and cheese and a place to sleep and stuff. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So what kind of events do we have going on this year at the Festival of Unity?
Well, we've had quite a few sign-ups so far. We have several events every day of the week and some that overlap just a little. So far we've got the return of almost all of the old favorites and a few new ones.
Jousting?
Naturally, the VK will still be hosting their joust, which will be our opening event. They'll also be doing the Golden Lemming drop that they've done in previous years. It's always very popular. This year, they're going to add a new event. They're going to host a Legends of Norrath tournament during the festival.
You mean the card game?
Yes.
Oh.
That's going to be incorporated into the festival this year by VK. Is going to host that. And they're also going to do the Great Critter Race. And I'm not sure I have all the details on that yet, but it sounds like it'll be fun. If VK is hosting it, you know it'll be a good time.
The Great Critter Race.
That sounds sort of like one I did.
And
when using totems and all that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's how this is going to be run or not. We have to get Spindle and Tosted a comment on that. But it'll be fun. And some of the others who have come back again year after year, thankfully, Lyra of Restoration is going to be doing her now famous Fey Iron Chef tournament.
And she's not a Frost Bell elf.
No, of course not. She just wears the hat.
But can we make fruitcake?
Fruitcake?
What?
In Lyra's Fey Iron Chef.
If you want to make fruitcake, go right ahead, Iron.
It's a Frostfell thing.
It will.
Are you trying to bribe the judge?
I would never bribe the judge.
Damn, he's trying to bribe the judge.
She doesn't get to judge. We don't let Lyra judge.
I'm not participating in any of the contests myself. I'm going to be broadcasting from the event. And, last year it was the Fey Iron Chef. I was able to broadcast the results live from the event. And we'll just have to see on the schedule which
event.
What's
on there?
Who knows? I might be doing the lawn dart thing. And I know Rowan is very excited about being a lawn dart again.
Hey, that's a lot of fun. Some of the simpler contests that we do are a blast. Really, I think the ones that are the simplest are the ones that go off the best. I've seen some of the more difficult ones
now
crash in a fiery flame.
During the lawn dart event, I mean, a lot of items now have the feather fall effect. Is feather fall allowed?
No, nothing is allowed that will hinder you from splatting on the ground. Okay.
So, in other words, the fays
cannot
participate.
That's right, and that's been a problem in years past, and we've discussed that, and we hoped that some fantastic fey would step forward and start a contest just for fays so that they could use those kinds of things, something that would be like a target practice for the fays among us. So we're always looking for volunteers. Ma'am?
A gliding contest.
That'd
be great.
You can
ride the farthest.
That's right. Farthest or
cool,
on target or something like that, yeah. So there's always room for more.
Yep.
Along that same line, though, we'll have our spider pie eating contest. And, of course, like you said, lawn darts. Clump will be running those two events as he has in years past. And this year that we have another new event called Antonic and Idle, which should be quite cute.
Kanae
will be running that event.
This sounds like something I might be interested in.
Yes, I think so.
Actually, I think I'm going to have to excuse myself from the event. I don't think I don't think the participants should actually be professionals.
Have him as one of the judges.
Yeah, you can have me on as a celebrity judge.
There you go.
I'll do that.
Great. As long as you're not too mean.
I'll be like Simon Cowell.
Simon,
that was the worst performance I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly. No, you can't do that.
You were so bad, I think you gave me cancer!
There'll be a date auction like we had last year, probably on the last night.
Oh, sure. I got kidnapped during that.
It's your own fault.
You guys auctioned me off to a dark elf from Freeport.
You wanted yourself auctioned off.
And we probably won't let Jethel be auctioned this year because it was very difficult to deal with. He had way too much fallout from that.
It's his own fault.
Hey, you know what we didn't do this year?
What?
I remember last year during the Illyrissi events, we actually had the I can't remember what it was called, but the
flirt, it was a date auction.
Yeah, there was a date auction, but we also had flirting contests.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't do that this year.
You're right.
So I kicked everyone's butt last year. But somebody else won because, you know, they brought in people to vote for them. It's my goal in life to make women swoon. Oh, well.
Well, as long as it's not because of the way you smell, that's all right.
I am fresh and fragrant, and nobody passed without my permission. Sorry, I slipped
into... It's all the pine trees, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I slipped into a character from Labyrinth for a minute there.
Yes, Jethel smells like a pine cone. Sorry.
It could be worse.
Talking about my pine cones when Fem is here.
Oh, whoa, what did you bang? Pine cones hang low, do they twobble to and throw?
what will the rest of the kindred think?
I can't imagine.
She has a reputation. She's proper. She's refined. You're over here talking about my pine cones in front of her.
You can't see my lips pursed at this moment.
Hey, Fem?
Yes?
They're little pine cones.
Hey!
Are you saying they won't be thrown over any shoulders? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Sorry, Jeff.
Trista from the Guck server. I'm sorry. Trista from the Antonia Vale server is saying that the parade was super to watch. My favorite part was people... what was it? Someone was actually advertising their guild during the parade, and people started shouting, you know, this is a role-playing thing, and no advertising your guild during the parade, and I shouted right up, exactly! We should be role-playing! You can find out more about that at kithacore.org!
You're so bad.
I am.
That parade is a lot of fun. And that's actually, we have our closing ceremony over at the Claymore, and then the parade takes us up to Windstalker Village, and that's where we have our closing events, the party and the date auction and all that for the end of the evening, which is quite a lot of fun.
The poetry readings.
But there are others. I don't want to miss out on any other events, so let's make sure we cover the rest of them.
All right, so what else do you have on your list here that we want to announce?
Well, our breath is going to be joining us this year. She has put up an event called Over the Edge, which I have a feeling is another one of those jumping kind of events. But I don't want to sound redundant, but I have to say that some of those are the most popular events that we run. So we're looking forward to that. And Lanai has volunteered to do a couple of events. One of them is going to be called Rock'em Sock'em Clockworks, which sounds like a fun. And the other event that she is going to volunteer for is tentatively being called Drunken Gnome Punting, but I believe that this has more to do with gnomes who are volunteering than gnomes who are being forced into being punted.
Well, you know, that honestly sounds like something that they would do at the Festival Festival of Chaos?
Discord.
No.
But they're not going to be hurting gnomes. Actually, there was some talk already about gnomes volunteering for this study because they have interest in distance and lift and a lot of other things. So I think this is more scientific related than anything else.
Oh, I see.
I want to know if the participants have to be drunk before they punt the gnome or if the gnomes have to be drunk before they are punted.
It may be that they'll all have to be drunk. We'll just have to wait and see. It should be cute.
That would make things real interesting. Staggering.
The Legion of Kithacore, of course, is going to be doing the Find the Drunken Dwarf contest in Antonica.
Hey, hey!
Also very popular last year. And Xanadai has volunteered to do the little bug hunt event between, you know, as a filler events between other events. That was also a lot of fun last year. So she'll be looking for Fae volunteers to be the hunted bugs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my guild is going to be running the Riddle contest again this year. And probably another magic contest, but a much more simple version than we ran last year. And so far, those are the only events that we have that are spoken for and committed to.
No one's done the archery thing yet? The archery contest?
Well, no, and I have a list of things that have yet to have owners.
Okay.
And those things are the archery tournament has not been spoken for, nor the dueling ladder, which was a pretty popular event. Last year, we had the addition of the fishing tournament, which was a lot of fun, very fun, and we haven't got anybody to run that yet. And then, of course, Morian's cat team, her crowd atmosphere team, she's going to be looking for volunteers, and those volunteers will be vendors and actors they're basically just atmosphere, as the name implies, to make it feel like a real fair. So she'll be looking for volunteers for that.
Cool.
Vendors.
Yes, vendors, definitely.
Yeah.
Sell your dresses and your great food and all of the fun things that you can make.
That's what I did last year. I sold dresses at cost.
I tried giving away arrows, but nobody wanted arrows that said made by Jethel.
I don't know why not.
I don't know why not.
And I'm not sure if you heard what I said when I was talking about Fae Iron Chef, but Lyra wants to make sure that I didn't forget to mention her scavenger hunt, which has also been a very popular event in 2 years.
All right.
So.
And, of course, for more information and scheduling, and if you want to volunteer, you can go to Guild Portal and do a search for Festival of Unity. You can go right to the site, and you can leave messages on the forums and contact people.
That's right. We check the site all the time for new volunteers. You know, you fill out a little application, basically, and just say what you're there for. If you want to volunteer to help with the cat team, or if you want to plan an event and host it, or whatever your reason, we take it. I don't mean to sound cheap, but we do take donations of cash to buy prizes with, if anyone's interested in donating there. And of course, we'll have the fantastic community relations team helping us out again this year, decorating. We've already been in contact with them. They'll decorate our sites for us, and they'll have some neat gifts to give us to hand out to everybody, contest winners and whatnot. So it looks like it'll be at least as good as years past, and I can't imagine that it won't be better.
All right.
And if you're not on the Antonio Bell server, you're more than welcome to create an alt and come on over and participate. Everything's going to be in Antonica, so, and it doesn't take that long to, you know, at least get level 20 or whatever you're worried about getting jumped out there. But
yeah, getting jumped is a concern. But you know, I'm sure that people around will be more than happy to clear the areas that will be occupied by the fairgrounds. I mean, I'm sure I will. You know,
we've done it over and over again.
Oh, yes.
There's almost always someone around, especially at an event that has been forced to be staged close to a guard station or something just because of topography or for whatever reason. Someone is always almost on duty going around the perimeter killing off the mobs that might attack a small young character.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, make sure that you mention that all alignments are welcome at the fair as fairgoers. It's always great to have people come, but we ask that you leave your conflicts at the door and please come in disguise. We don't want people coming around adding unpleasant situation where it doesn't need to be.
Exactly. And if you do cause any problems at the Festival of Unity, you can be damn sure that we're going to burn the Festival of Discord to the ground. So saith the Legion of Kithakor.
Sorry.
I do want to give a shout-out to Spindle, Tosta, and the guys down at the Incy Wincy Spider. We are being broadcast live from the Incy Wincy Spider this evening. And this show this week has been brought to you by the letter G, the letter R, and the capital P.
Really?
I'm not sure why.
Okay, I'm working on that one.
You know what we didn't do this week?
What?
This weekend, we said last week, this weekend we got to figure out where to put Cheez-It. And to
get we didn't him, move in there.
And to get him there ahead of time so I don't have to do it during a music break or something like that. So, oh well. I have not received my my big box of swag from Sony yet. I'm hoping it's going to be here soon. But, yeah, we're going to try to have it where in Nora at the Cheez-It Nibble Buns this week. If I can get him somewhere where he ain't going to get killed. And, of course, the little plastic tower with the figurine in it and the official autographed little rubber ducky. Autographed, of course, with Invisible Ink. Did you get your ducky, fam?
I love my ducky, but you know what I like even better?
What's that?
My Build Your Own Dragon.
That dragon is kind of cool. I know Elquin has one.
He is so cool. I like him, actually. He sits up here on top of one of my PC speakers, and he's just about as cool as he can be, except that I think I've lost one of his wings.
His wings
don't stay on as much as I'd like.
You've got to glue them in.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that's what Elquin said last week on the show. You really got to glue those wings on, and they just kind of fall right off.
Yeah, but that's okay. He's really neat. I like his little red tongue. It's just about as neat as it can be.
Unfortunately, there are no more dragons.
Oh, dear.
The rest of them are little snap-together knights with swords and stuff like that. But, yeah, I'll be giving those out until I get my box from Sony. Ashlane, who is Brenlow's assistant, assures me that a box has gone out to me. I'm not sure what they're sending me.
Cool.
But, you know, if it's something really cool, then we'll have to do something a little bit more than wearing Norad and Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Maybe we'll have some kind of a real contest.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to decide what server he's on, too.
Which server is he on? Can he stab Delmon in the ass? Yes, he can. Stabby! What I thought was funny was Dalar from the Legion of Kithagor was over here to watch WrestleMania a few weeks ago, and I was showing Dalar and Krillick my recording software, and you know, I explained to him that I have to do a little modification in order to do Cheez-It's voice, and he's like, "Oh, I thought you did that, you know, naturally." I'm like, no, my voice is down here. You know, we can get the I can get the accent down, and I bring my voice up a little bit, but I do have to bring them up just a little bit more in order to be Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Dwarf is cool, though. Later on in the show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a live version of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. So if you have questions for the Drunken Dwarf, keep them in mind, write them down, and we will ask a Drunken Dwarf for his advice.
Well, you have to tell me, Jethel, what kind of questions do you ask a drunken dwarf?
Anything. You can ask him. You can ask him about love. You can ask him about life. You can ask him for advice on a quest.
Oh, I see.
Now, okay. Just remember, he is a drunken dwarf, and his answer may not have anything to do with what you asked him. But you never know. And Tamriel wants Fem to sing.
Fem doesn't sing. Well, at all. High elves don't do such things.
I think... Oh, high elves do sing, and I bet Fem has a wonderful voice. Come on, sing something for us.
Can you hear the rattle as I shake my head back and forth? No, I don't sing in public.
Oh, that's all right. I'm actually wondering what kind of a time I'm going to have at the fanfare when I actually go up for the karaoke. I haven't been in front of a crowd in years.
You'll be fine.
Ooh, you know what? I haven't actually been on my own media site in a long time. Gotta see what song is topping the charts right now. That's the song I'm going to try to sing at the karaoke thing. Let's see here. Kithagor.org/jukebox. Now we'll check the ratings and see what's coming in at number one.
This is Casey Kasem, number one on the charts this week.
By the way, if you're having trouble finding the Festival of Unity site on Guild Portal, you can always go to Jethel's Jukebox. kithcore.org/jukebox, and I do have a banner right there on the front page you can click on. It'll bring you right to the Festival of Unity site. So let's see here. Songs. Blah, 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 blah. And by the way, if the Jethro's Jukebox is formatted for your mobile PDA or smartphone device. You can go to m.kithcore.org and it'll bring you right to the song list. You can download my songs for your phone.
Oh, just, really?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yep, just a little plug there. Let's see here. So, highest rated songs. The History of Norrath is in the top running right now. I don't know if I can do that one. Without my lyric sheets, because there's just so many words in that song. I can do Castle Mistmore. That's in second place. And just to note for the members of the Legion of Kithagor who are going to the fanfare, congratulations. We do have our 10 members, and we will be getting our discount to go to the fanfare. And I have purchased the 10 T-shirts. Which will go to the 10 people that helped us get the discount.
Oh, that's great.
Cost me a lot of money, but I promised I'd do it.
Well, we have 3 from our guild who are going. Of course, they all live under this roof. But we're all going.
But you know what the thing is? I was told by Xanadai, who talked to the folks at Sony about this, it doesn't matter what guild you put down. They're not checking.
Oh.
I mean,
but they will now.
No, they say they don't care. They, from what I was told, you can actually put down as your guild, give me the damn discount. And as long as everyone that you know puts in, give me the damn discount, as their guild name, you're going to get the discount.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. That's funny.
Yeah, because Xanadai signed up under the Legion of Kithagor. She's not a member. She doesn't even have an alt in the guild. And the folks at Sony said that was perfectly fine. So, all right. No problem, then. Fenn is sitting at the bar.
Yes, but I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking?
No, I just came to watch. Nice. I like to talk and look at the people.
There were more people here earlier. I don't know where they all are. Maybe they're upstairs.
Are they up in the hookah?
Could be.
Doesn't he have that smoking bar upstairs still? They did for a long time, I know.
Let's see. I'm going to go on up there. Incy Wincy Spider. Shoot.
There's Tosta and Spindle on their pillows. I see them. And Drekken.
Yep. They're having a smoke. Someone say in the chat channel where... what's the address? I don't know it off the top of my head.
It's at Four Bale Court.
Four Bale Court. Incy
Spider.
Four Bale Court, Antonia Bale server, South Kinos, and the name is The Spider.
That's the place.
And everyone's having a good time, and you can get down here, and I'm not sure what they're smoking in that thing.
I probably oughtn't comment.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're smoking there. Jethel smokes Jum Jum, actually. And when you see him you see him in Iron Toes, you know, puffing on his pipe, just Jum Jum. It doesn't affect him a lot, because he's Jethel. Eek, I hit stealth instead of sit. There we go. That's why Morian keeps stealing my pipe.
It probably has to be cured properly, Lyra.
Dried and ground up, you know what I mean. Or Jum Jum leaves or something like that.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention?
Mm-hmm.
For those who are interested in helping plan and who really want to get involved, we meet every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at the Claymore Monument in Antonica. So feel free to come on out, catch up with what we're doing. I just wanted to make sure I got that before I forgot.
And for the members of the Knights of Freeport, that is not an invitation to cause trouble.
Good night.
I don't want you to show up with, you know, some kind of a poison distribution device or something like that. And it's, all the guild leaders are here. Let's get them. No.
Yes, I mean, we do have a small bit of role play at our meetings, but for the most part, our meetings are out of character, so we probably would not respond very nicely to someone who came to try and derail us.
You will be destroyed.
Yes, if we have someone powerful enough, I suppose, but I don't know who it would be.
Well, Jethel, of course.
What was I thinking?
The Knights of Freeport are those without honor.
Visit from Lieutenant Worf. Okay, so what else can we talk about in regards to the Festival of Unity?
Well, I'm not quite sure.
All right.
Well, I have gone through most of my notes. What other questions do we have? How about questions from the audience?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if anyone has any questions concerning the Festival of Unity, by all means, say something in the chat channel. Guk.ogr, for those of you who don't know what it is, join Guk, G-U-K.ogr. Cade wants to know, how super awesome is the Festival of Unity?
Okay, it is so super awesome. It's for everyone, too. And don't just think that you have to be a hardcore role player to come out and have a good time. These events are for everybody to have a great time with. They're not snooty role players out there doing this. This is intended as an event to bring the community together and to give everyone an opportunity to have a good time. You know, some people get out there and say, I'm not a role player, I don't know how to do this, and they end up having a blast, and some people end up enjoying some role play while they're there. So it's for everyone. Don't feel intimidated if you're not into role playing.
I got a question here from Spindle, who wants to know, how inebriated should he be to run the joust?
Are we talking about Spindle or player of Spindle?
I'm going to assume both, actually. I'm going to say pretty damn drunk.
Well, you know, if P.O. Spindle gets too drunk, the joust will never work, because it takes a lot of work for him to put that joust together. And I don't mean just him either. He has a big job to do in a short period of time. That joust is very busy. It's very busy. I'm pretty sure that player of Spindle can't be drunk to run it.
Now, for those people who don't understand how we do these contests, you can be level 1, you can be level 100. It doesn't matter, because what you do is you do by random rolls, correct?
Yep. Most of them. Not everything. I mean, some of them are done by judging certain things, but for the most part, or they're jumping something contest, but for the most part, random.
Right, so if you're doing the joust, yeah, we do play out that you go and run toward each other and stuff like that, but basically it comes down to a random roll who hit who.
Well, in the joust, it's a random roll, and then the determination is made by the spread as to how someone falls, which makes it really, I think, a very imaginative contest.
Mm. Alrighty. And just how do we get Lyra to participate in an intervention about this whole Frostfell thing?
I don't even think that's possible.
I mean, she's got the hat, she's got the candy cane swords, she's covered in peppermint candy flying up from the swords. I mean, Cade says lure her.
Well, she's even turned blue. Look at her. I mean, come on.
Yep.
So I don't think...
I know how to get to her. Cubes.
Cubes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Tie them up and dangle them from the ceiling.
Lyra, come quick. The cubes are in danger. Oh, no, the cubes. And then she'll
show
up.
That's right.
And then she'll show up at the intervention.
Yeah, I can see it now. Now, the big thing about Lyra this year, we'll have to be wondering, what are the ingredients that Lyra will come up with for the Fey Iron Chef? Hmm. What are the special ingredients? That's always been a good time because she runs it very much like, you know, the Iron Chef on the Food Network channels. And
now, I've got to say, Iron Chef America is just kind of ridiculous. It's like the original Iron Chef, you got these exotic ingredients. Today's secret ingredient is squid or something like this. You do
exactly.
Iron Chef America, the secret ingredient today is hamburger. Oh, for crying out loud.
Now
I can make crap with hamburger.
Sloppy Joe's, here we go.
Yep,
I can see it now. But nobody ever knows what the secret ingredient's going to be until the moment she tells us there.
I think she's going to surprise us all, and the secret ingredient will be cube.
I'm pretty sure that will never happen. That will only happen if someone else is running Fey Iron Chef.
She gets freaked out if you mention anything about eating cubes.
I have been telling Lyra that I eat cubes with peaches all the time. I've been telling her that since we first met.
You know, they're probably going to do that at the Festival of Discord.
You know, that's probably true.
They'll do it just to tick off Lyra. There's going to be, like, cooking with cubes, cube archery, cube punting, Q-Bert.
I can see it now. That'd be pretty funny. Q-Bert, I like that.
Q-Bert.
Good one.
I am the Q-Bert master. Anyway.
Have you happened to look at the attendee list for a fanfare?
I haven't looked.
I haven't looked since yesterday. Let me take a look here. See
where is it?
It seems like Antonica Bale has the most attendees so far. We're ruling.
Well, that stands to reason since we have the highest population anyway.
We can go and be rowdy and try to be rowdier than Polvar. Polvar is a guild from a server from EverQuest.
EverQuest, yeah.
Yeah, and every single fanfare, they're the loudest, rowdiest people there.
See, I don't remember. I've only been to one other fanfare, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was at the Boston one a few years back.
I don't care. Polvar would be there, and they'd be yelling and shouting. You'd always know where Polvar was. Almost was a joke. It was a joke. Anyway.
I wish they didn't always have them
combined.
Las Vegas. Well, no, the combination part doesn't bother me at all, but Las Vegas is not where I want to go.
I agree.
I'd like to see them spread them out to where other people had a little bit more likelihood of being able to attend.
There is only two more people now than when I looked yesterday, because when I looked, my name was on the bottom.
Hmm.
And there is only two more people there.
Where did you say that was?
Well, you got to go to EverQuest2.com, click on the link for the fanfare. I think that's actually, I just did a search for fanfare. But let me get to the actual page here. It's events.station.sony.com/fanfare. But cool. you can just do a search for EverQuest fanfare, and you'll go right to it. And then there's a link there for attendees.
I haven't looked at it lately. I haven't registered yet. I didn't even know that the registration had opened.
Yep, opened a few days ago.
Huh, I'll get to it.
Now see, you have to frequent kithacore.org because I made that announcement.
I've just been so busy. We've had so much going on around here at our house, so just been too busy lately to focus on very much in-game.
I see how it is.
Excuse me?
I said, I see how it is.
It just happens that way sometimes. Or it should. I think everybody gets a little too busy sometimes.
Yeah. I wish I didn't have a job. I could just... Or I should say, I wish I didn't have to have a job.
There. Yeah. Not having a job is not a good thing if you need one, but...
Very true. Wish I didn't have to have a job. I mean, you know what? I don't even care about being rich. I don't care about being... I just don't want to have to work. Know what I mean?
Sorry. Just,
you know, your rent's paid for. you know, say your rent's paid for and you have food, you know, and you have to, like, only have to really get a job for, you know, the little things, like if you want, you know, money for EverQuest, you know?
Like fanfare.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's see, I want to go to fanfare. I'll get a part-time job for a week and a half. No, actually.
That would work all right.
Hell of a lot more than that.
Yes, I think so, at least for my family. For all of us to go, it was a pretty penny. But I said last year, after we weren't able to go, I was going this year, even if we had to walk.
Yeah, we promised the same thing. We just, if nothing else, we really just need a vacation, too.
I do, too. We've had a really wild few months.
And it's the 10th anniversary.
Right. Yes, and it's excellent. I think that's really neat. So, yes. I think it's great. Oh, and you're right. There are a lot of people on there. Cool.
So, we're going to have the
Bart's
biggest table.
There are a lot of people there on there that I know. That's going to be fun.
We'll probably have a big table.
That'll be good. I guess I need to go sign up.
I need to talk to someone at Sony about, you know, they have door prizes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when we went to Boston, my roommate at the time, Ann, and I, who were running EQRangers.com, was, we're like, God, we wish we knew we could have donated something for a, you know, for a door prize. You know, like Alakazam's had, you know, they were giving away a free paid account for a year or something like that. Like, you know, we could have made like a hat and t-shirts up, you know, that said, you know, EQRangers.com or something like that, and giving it away as a door prize and getting a little publicity out of it.
Well, that's an idea.
Give away the Jethel Silvering t-shirt.
Yes.
Well, you are going to take some CDs down with us, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm planning on burning like 25 of them.
So there'll be 25 lucky people that will go home with a CD of your music.
The first 25 That's people to approach Delmon and say, Delmon, you're a fat bastard!
You fat bastard!
He's going to shoot you for that.
Why? He said it.
That was his thing last year. But, you know, we'll... No, I figure it this way. You know, the first 25 people who are not getting, you know, I'm sorry, guys, Legion of Kithagor, who are getting the T-shirts, you're getting T-shirts. So the first 25 people that come up to me, I know, the first 25 people that recognize me. My picture is not private. It's in the LOK gallery. If you
and we're going down with t-shirts that say LOK on the front. We've got a banner, for God's sakes. And we're going to have cloaks on. I mean, I thought you were going to do little head thingies, too.
Are you going to be hard to miss? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to be hard to miss.
He's going to have a big red arrow that I'm going to be carrying next to him, holding up in the air, pointing at him.
We're actually getting green, you know, those bobble... antennae things that you can put on your head, the little headbands, where we're taking the little antenna things off, and we're actually going to be making up little things with our names on them. It was like, Gentle Silverwing, Legion of Kithagor.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding.
I'm
How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that?
Magic. Oh, we're just
oh
gonna
I
take,
like that.
We're
That's
just
a gonna, good answer.
We're just going to take the headbands and take the little... you know, the ones I was looking at have, you know, they were made for, St. Patrick's Day. No, we're just going to take the little shamrocks off the springs and just make up a little, you know, cardstock or cardboard, thing there and just put lettering on it. You know, Gentle Silverwing, Legion of Kithagor.
Well, when you get the laminator again.
No, we got it today.
Well, you can just... Laminate some
lamination time, come on. Ding, 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 ding.
That's sort of a flat, clear subject.
Hot subject.
Hot bucket.
I was thinking the other day as I was listening to a piece of music that you have to You have to do a parody of...
What's that?
Of Heather Alexander's song, The March of the Cambrith.
March of the Cambrith. I don't know that one.
Oh, you've got to have... I'll have to send it to you. It's a pretty cool song.
I have Rhapsody. I can look it up. But just email me the information on the song. I'll see if I can find it.
I will. It's a really great song.
Then, of course, it comes down to, is there an instrumental to it?
I don't know. That I don't know. It's a very distinctive piece of music, so I don't know if you can actually get an instrumental for it. But
you know, there's been a lot of songs over the years like, yeah, I wish I could make a parody of that, but I don't have a band. And there's no karaoke version available, so it ain't going to happen.
Right. No, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then again, there are just some songs that I just can't sing. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure Elkman heard me up here while she was downstairs doing stuff. I wanted to have Cheez-It singing Fame from the movie. And I just couldn't do it. No matter how I transposed that song down, I just couldn't reach the damn notes. Damn you, Irene Cara!
Well, that's what you were doing up there.
Remember my name. Anyway. It's a good movie, by the way. Fame. If you get the full length version of the movie, it's like 4 hours long.
Oh, speaking of movies.
Yes.
We watched The Fall.
Yes, someone on the show had recommended The Fall to us, and we did see that over the week.
I believe it was Rowing.
Could be. I don't really remember who recommended it. But I know I put it on the list as soon as somebody recommended it to us. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah, the same guy in it who was on the TV series Pushing Up Daisies.
I really wish they come out with new ones. New episode of Pushing Daisies.
And it looks like they filmed the whole thing in India, but the scenery for this thing is incredible. I love the buildings that they used as backgrounds for it.
Yeah, it was weird.
No, it wasn't.
It was a bit weird. Well, you have to keep in mind that you're watching the movie through the eyes of a child.
Well, yeah.
So the guy's telling the little girl a story, and she's picturing the whole story in her head, is basically the premise of the movie.
I think he's picturing it, too.
For the most part. But it was all right. What else did we see this week?
Is that a new movie you're talking about?
I'm not sure when that came out. Let me take a look here. Netflix.com.
Wait, is that the one where the fellow who's telling the story is the patient in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, I saw
and
that.
He's a stunt actor that he's been hurt, but you...
Yeah, I thought it was weird, too.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Yeah, I saw that a few months ago. A very good friend of mine who plays Ilona on AB. She was telling me about, or actually loaned me that movie to watch. I thought it was kind of strange, but to each his own.
I thought it was all right. And let's see, what else do we... Let's see.
Watch Bedtime Stories.
Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler. I'm not big on Adam Sandler, but this one was okay.
He's done a few that I like pretty well, but for the most part I can take him or leave him.
He's falling into the same problem that most people that come out of Saturday Night Live seem to have a problem with, is he's the same character no matter what he's doing. You know what I mean?
He doesn't have a lot of depth.
Yeah, he doesn't
but
have a lot of depth.
He's
not
an
range.
Actor, he's a comedian.
Exactly.
So it's kind of hard to break away from that, I'm sure.
And he's not from New York. He graduated Central High School, Manchester, New Hampshire. That's my hometown.
How about that?
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, the wrestler, is not from Greenwich, Connecticut. He's from Nashua, New Hampshire. Okay, moving on. And,
so, go ahead.
And we should be getting tomorrow, The Wrestler and The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Okay. So what do you guys think of the new plans to get rid of all the extra names for spells and just have one name for a spell, regardless of what level it is for you in that category?
What do you think, fam?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun that the names change periodically, but I think that, well, from my perspective, that seems a little bit like a non-online kind of game, just your regular old... I can't remember what those kind of games are called because I haven't played one in so long, but, you know, you used to play games like that on... not online games, where you would get a skill and then you would have to increase that skill and it would never change. It would just get better or stronger.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird. I like getting new spells and seeing the neat, silly names they come up with them. But I think after a while, you'd have difficulties coming up with names for them.
Yeah. You know, like Jeff's Cuddly Companion. I mean, that's got to be the best name of a spell ever.
And what are they going to do with the fluff spells? Are they all going to name them Ranger Companion 1, 2, 3, 4? You know that means that you'd be getting rid of Cuddly Companion?
Well, the thing is with those is they're not the same spell. One is a hawk, one is a bear, one is a lion. They don't do the same thing.
No, but they're all still in the same line of spells. They're fluff spells.
Who knows? They better not get rid of Jess Kennedy Companion. I will destroy them! Yeah.
My question is what Jethel said earlier when we talked about it. Why now?
Yeah, it just seems a bit late in the game for it, you know?
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe it's because they've come this far and they're to the point where they have to either come up with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more spell names as the level increases will inevitably occur, and probably with the next expansion, or find a way to stop having to come up with those kinds of things. I don't know.
So what you're saying is they're out of ideas.
Well, gosh, how many whatevers can you think of in a certain line of spells? I mean, you can only come up with so many crystal blasts, something or others, with that same little icon, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I am calling for a new fluff spell, though. I'm calling for Alira's Cuddly Cube.
We had a ding in the guild.
Oh, we did? Let's see here. I think I'd actually pay attention to this guy. Silver Mace is now a level 29 paladin. Congratulations, Silver Mace. Here is your ding. There we go. Alira's Cuddly Cube.
Cuddly cubes. I've never seen such a thing.
I'm sure Lyra has.
They stick to you.
I like my things cuddly without splinters and hinges and things. That doesn't appeal to me at all.
And without goo?
No goo, thank you. Goo is not cuddly.
It's squishy.
Gelatin-like goo. Here's a name for a spell line. How about calling it Jess Arrow of Death? Doom!
You know, this past week, Elquin Jen has had some really strange dreams.
Really?
Yes.
How's that?
Well, I dreamt I was in this other place, and I was a fairy. Purple wings.
Are you allowed to say these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, are you? I don't want you to get in trouble.
I think she meant a fae.
No, it was a fairy.
Oh.
And it was a fun place, and I played games, and learned the ways of the ninja, and it was interesting.
Goodness. I don't think I've ever had femme dreams before.
Hmm.
But, of course, if you went to Fanfare last year, you'd be having the same dreams.
Excuse me.
Why?
I got a cough. Three realms! Anyway.
Okay.
It is no, there's, that's no secret that everybody that was at Fanfare last year has gotten their beta invites to Free Realms.
Oh,
actually,
gotcha.
Angela Correa is saying it's okay to actually mention it, so.
See?
So, yeah, for those of you in the LOK who've been wondering where the hell Elquin's been for the last week or so, she's been involved. She's,
been beta testing.
She dove headfirst into, Free Realms, which is a children's game put out by, that is in beta right now, Sony Online Entertainment. It looks
well, that
cute.
Was announced at Fanfare last year, wasn't it? Or just
yes,
before Fanfare?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They previewed it at Fanfare.
It looks cute. No, that's not my kind of thing, really.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be strictly for kids. I think adults are going to enjoy it, too. I know I've been enjoying it. It's not been something that... I mean, I can relax and play it, and I don't have to be so strategically minded like I am in EverQuest as far as, okay, well, how am I going to pull this mob? And it's real... I mean, you've got a little bit of thinking in there, too, as far as how you're going to do stuff, but it's not as strenuous, I think. And it's fun. It's relaxing. It's enjoyable.
But you know what, though? I'm looking at it kind of like...
It's colorful, but, you know...
I'm thinking, actually, it's kind of like, you know, getting stoned on cough medication and stumbling upon the Teletubbies.
No, it isn't. You haven't even really tried it. You've looked over my shoulder and went,
like, meh.
You're thinking it's too foo-foo fluffy.
It's foo-foo. It is.
It now, is not.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I've actually been testing out Conan, the Age of Conan.
Oh, that's just because you can strip the women naked.
Boobies. No, that's not the only reason, but it actually does have some of the mature content that I really wish they'd bring to EverQuest, actually.
Boobies.
No, it's not only the damn boobies. Speaking of boobies, the Maiden's Fancy Gallery is being is being revised, actually. If you go to maidensfancy.kitthecore.org, I've redesigned the site, and I've actually gotten a few volunteers to be my new models. I figure, you know, I'm not leveling anymore. I could probably spend a little time on it.
Boobies.
Who just shut off their mic?
Not me.
I did. Oh. I had to shut. I had to say something to the kid. No, I drug Eric into Free Realms and let him play, and he liked it. He won't give up WoW for it, but he had a good time.
Yeah, we got to get that boy off of WoW. Damn.
What's
you.
It like? Is it like the RuneScape game that the kids were playing a few years ago?
I have no basis to compare because I've never played RuneScape.
Me neither.
Well, I didn't play it either, and I just watched it played, but it was a pretty simplified online roleplay type game, yeah. And it was free.
I mean, without saying a whole lot, I just could say I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was easy. It was interesting. It, I don't want to say overly easy. Well, Well, there's different things you could do. You can be a go-kart racer, and you could drive a go-kart. Okay.
Oh.
And you could skill up as a go-kart driver. You could become a famous go-kart driver, you know. Or you could be, you could drive demolition cars and go, you know, tear them up and become better at being a demolition driver, okay? Or you can be a brawler and go beat things up. Or you can become a ninja. Or you could become a pet trainer and train your pets and do tricks and stuff.
Can you become a gelatinous, can you become a gelatinous cube with a Frostfell hat?
Not yet.
It's in development, I'm sure.
And then there's you can become a cook. And then there's all these little different mini games going on, and I think they call them personal realms or something, but they're just fighting instances. You go up and you find a bad guy and you click on him and you go fight him.
Oh.
It isn't like in EverQuest where you see a bad guy, you go, "Oh, I don't want to go near him, he'll attack me." You can walk up to him and, you know, thumb your nose at him first, and then, you know. So, And there's no zoning. Now you're able to go from one end of the place to the other.
What is the world like?
It's fairly large.
What style? I mean,
woods. There's oceans.
Uh-huh.
There's
Are there
mountains,
cities?
There's snow. Yeah.
What kind of cities?
Little foo-foo cities?
No, from small villages to... There's a couple good-sized towns. And then there's other little villages that sort of like sprout up at the crossroads.
Angela Coria says they're very large fantasy-like cities.
Yeah.
Neat.
Very cool.
Huh. Sounds kind of like a hodgepodge. Interesting.
But, yeah, I had a good time there. I should go back, but I'm trying to catch up on EverQuest stuff first.
What kind
Everybody
of race,
got a little...
races are there?
Right, currently there is fairies and humans. There's plans for other ones, but don't know yet.
Neat.
And the thing is, you know, you could be training your pet and you decide that you're going to go attack this goblin guy. And you will automatically switch all your clothes and your gear to your brawler. Or your ninja.
Hmm.
Same thing if you're going to go do a cooking quest. You change into your cooking outfit. It's kind of cool. You do this little Wonder Woman spin type thing and woof, you're changed.
I remember Bremlo put
in... Oh, they call them pixies. I call them fairies.
Whatever. Bremlo put on his... his Facebook account, that he did a Wonder Woman spin and changed from ninja to miner. And I had a reply to him. I said, now all I can do is picture Bremlo in a Wonder Woman outfit. Thanks! Oh, get it out of my head!
Things we don't really need to think about.
Really?
I could just tell you, I mean, there's a lot of things to do. I mean, I started to go off and do one thing, and I got sidetracked with... couple other things to do because they were there and they looked kind of interesting to try, and the next thing I know I'm spending more time doing that than finishing the quest.
I do that in EQ too. I have a terrible time getting anything done in this game anymore. It just seems like there are so many distractions. I still have quests left from just about every expansion at some point or another.
I started deleting stuff a while ago.
It just pains me to delete quests, especially quests that I have already put a good amount of effort into.
Yeah.
You just have to sit down and make the effort to go and finish up the grays.
I know. A lot of them were big ones, too. You know, I finally did finish, you know, the Peacock line. I finally did do that.
Yeah.
And I did it about 2 weeks before they changed the whole God King encounter and made it, you know, like falling off a log. I had done that encounter so many times with several different raid groups, and we'd failed and failed and failed. And finally, I got on one, and we thought, boy, we are the cat's pajamas. We finished this. We're awesome. And then a week later, they changed the whole thing. Well, on one hand, I was disgusted. On the other hand, I thought, well, I'm glad that we did it the hard way.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
All right. Okay, well, we need to take a music break.
And probably. Then,
and then when we come back, Ask a Drunken Dwarf live. And, yeah, I think we'll try to do a Where in North is Cheese and Nibble Buns. Of course, I need to try to get them somewhere.
Can't Fem help with that? Fem, aren't you a conjurer or something? Or
sure.
That's okay. I can move them somewhere.
Well, I'll be happy to help you do it if you want
See,
me to.
See, Fem will help you move him.
I know where you can take him, too, for that matter.
Right. See, let her do it.
Place.
Let her do it.
All right. Well, you can give me a hand then. And we're going to be back in about 15, 20 minutes. Okay, and we're back, and it's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf Live!
Hey, hey! This is Doofu the Drunken Dwarf! Alright, if you got a question for the Drunken Dwarf, go ahead and just say it there in the Guck OGR channel, and I'll give you the best answer I can. Let me get my drink here. Oh, all right. Who's got the the question! Come on, someone, give me a freaking question! Why are dwarf eggs so expensive? I had no idea we laid eggs! Maybe they're so expensive because they're damn well worth it, baby! Next question! See here, Trista wants to know if the dwarf is free next Friday. I'm very expensive. I'm a professional. I have schedules and agents. And, you can't afford me, baby. Next question! What tavern in Norath serves the best ale? Whichever one I'm at, because I'll bring my own with me. Next question! Let's see here. Have you ever been to rehab? What the hell is rehab? Dwarves don't go to rehab. Rehab comes to us. Next question! Drunken Dwarf, why do flying carpets soar over glass, swoop over mountains, glide gracefully over cobble streets, but drunk riders into the shallowest puddle of water? Technically speaking, because it's not solid ground. It has some kind of a magical force thingy that pushes you up from solid ground. And when you go over the water, sploosh! Oh no! You're probably going to float just a little bit above the floor of the ocean. Next question! See here. I minimize the screen. Can't do that. On every quest. Get back. Oh, there we go. Let's see here. How many sips does it take to get to the bottom of Drunken Dwarf's tankard? Ain't happened yet, baby! Next question! How can I prove to everyone that I'm not a Frostfell elf? Take off the damn hat! Next question! Let's see here. Oh, well, Skywind answered that one for me. Let's see here. As a general in an angry Ixar monk, how can I find inner peace? With a big heaping stein of ale! Next question! Let's see here. Duncan Dwarf, what type of pauldrons do you prefer? Plain, flared, or spiked? We're talking about the Sootfoot magma. They all look pretty hot. I would have to say the spiked pauldrons! Next question! It's kind of a weird question to ask a drunken dwarf, but dear drunken dwarf, I was recently trying to harvest a quest for whom? Logren, and it took me hours to find the caiman meat. Was it all hiding from me, or did the Trace Guild dev hate me personally? That's a trick question. I know it's you, Domino! I would have to say that the Trace Guild NPC hated you so much because you made it hard. I don't know. I'm drunk! Next question! Any more questions? Did you know that in some non-English speaking countries, the filet of fish is called the fish mac? The hell kind of question is that, Delmon? You're drunk! That's okay, because you're a dwarf. Next question! See here. Fanfare, will you be there? I'll be there, baby! And I'm gonna bring my stein of ale! Next question! Santeria already asked that one. Oh, let's see here. Drunken Dwarf, do you really like Wood Elf girls? Ha ha! I like any girls, baby! Except for the trolls. The trolls are just icky and wrong. And the ogres, too. Oh, I don't even want to talk about them. But the Wood Elf girls, they're hot! You know it!
next question!
Oh, why did Chethel not tell Cheez-It to train as a scout? It was too obvious. Wouldn't be funny. It was just too obvious. Next question! Let's see, dear drunken dwarf. What is this worm caterpillar thing I found in my... scrolling up too fast. What is this worm caterpillar thing I found in my water filtration system? It's all green and the skin is see-through. That would be troll larva. Troll larva. Get rid of it. Smush it on the ground. Our only good troll is a dead troll. Next question. Let's see. why doesn't Jesus train as a scout already? Hey, I got news for you. He is a scout. It's a skit. It's funny. Moving on. Dear drunken dwarf, where in the world is Cheez-It? Please respond in a format so I can win. Cheez-It is... I don't know. Where the hell is Cheez-It? Cheez-It! Cheez-It is not here. Next question! Let's see here. Dear drunken dwarf, who would win a drinking contest? Chethel, Cheez-It, or Delmon? I'd have to say Delmon on that one. Cheez-It really doesn't drink too much. He can't hold his liquor too well. And Chethel really doesn't drink. So I'd have to give that one to Delmon. Next question! Dear drunken dwarf, why can't I see this channel? You're not in it? No, wait, you gotta be in it. Why can't I see this channel? No idea! Because you're blind, stinking drunk! Anyone else have a question for the drunken dwarf? Oh, I need some ale. Let's see here. Anyone else? Come on! Question for the drunken dwarf! Oh, everything's gone black! I just opened my eyes and I'm fine again. Will you do more what? Gerns wants to know, will you do more live... do another live Ask a Drunken Dwarf. I'll do it as often as I can, but I can't keep up this voice for very long! I need more ale. Chethel forgot to provide me with a big heaping bowl of peanuts. I love peanuts and jelly beans and ale, but all I've got is my ale. Let's see, dear drunken dwarf, do dwarven cartographers use ale-based ink? No, that would be very wrong to do, because if they use ale-based ink, they'd be eating the parchment. Let's map this down. Map. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, give me the paper. Oh, yeah. It's a good map. Let's see, have you ever met a sober dwarf? Once. I met a sober dwarf. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. Next question. Dear drunken dwarf, what do you do when you're not drunk? I don't know. I don't think I've ever been not drunk. It's an unnatural state for a dwarf. Next question! Why do you like peanuts and jelly beans? Because they friggin' taste good. Sounds good to me. Next question! Anyone else? Why is Master Wu wandering the plane of sky? Cause he's blind, stinking drunk! Next question! At what age do dwarves start to drink? I think the question is, what age do we stop drinking? And that's death, baby! Next next question! Let's see. Any other questions? Questions for the dwarf. Nothing? Anything? Asking the dwarf, oh, what? Why do gay Ixos keep flirting with me? What the hell kind of question is that? Ask a gay Ixar! I have no idea! I don't even want to think about a gay Ixar! Isn't that kind of unnatural for an Ixar? I don't know these things! My brain! Now I have gay Ixars in my brain! Oh, I need ale! Ale! Let's see. So, dwarves support minors drinking? Look, there's no such thing as an there's no such thing as an undrunk dwarf. You're kidding me. You can breastfeed a baby dwarf. It is nothing but ale, baby. I'm telling you. Let's see. What else we got here? Dwarves are drunken miners. We mine. We rock picks. And we beat up. Anyway, moving on. How did Cheez-It and I meet? That is actually a long, boring story. How did Cheez-It and I meet? And we will tell you one day the strange and sordid relationship of Cheez-It Nibblebuns and Doofu the Drunken Dwarf. We've got it all written out. We just need to do it. Okay. Any more questions? considering the Ixar females go into heat. I don't want to hear about Ixars going into heat right now. I'm not drunk enough for that. Seriously! Where in your... What is this? Sorry about that. I accidentally minimized the screen again. The screen is being very naughty. It will be spanked. All right, let's see. Come on! These people need to know dwarf things! Gay or drunken dwarf, how many ales does it take to get drunk enough to hear about the gay Hey! I don't want to hear about your damn gay Ixars! I've got nothing against gay Ixars, but I'm just not that drunk yet! Let's see, when will you reclaim Kaladin? I will reclaim Kaladin, when I sober up enough to go into combat, but I can't see it happening! That's how we lost Kaladin to begin with, we were all too damn drunk! Alright, let's see here, will I ever shave my beard? Never! Never!
Why not?
Oh, your dwarves can't shave their beards. It's shameful. Might as well ask a wood elf to burn down a tree. See, how do dwarven men find proper mates when all they do is see through ale goggles? Have you seen dwarven women? We need the ale goggles. Next question!
I guess nobody's got any more questions, huh?
All right. Well, I think that that's about it for Oscar Drunk.
Shiver wants to know if you've ever met a sober drunk.
Yeah, we've already gotten that one.
Oh, well, fine. I come in late to it, huh?
There's no such thing as a sober... Actually, I have met one sober dwarf, and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. He was there penniless, aleless, in the gutter, going, "Ale! I need ale! But you haven't eaten in 3 days! Don't care, I need ale!" Hey, it was the saddest thing I'd ever seen.
Dufu, what's your favorite monk order, since you are a monk?
My favorite monk order is the Order of the Ale! It's a very private order. Not many can get into it.
I thought it would be the Fist Hand Tankard Gang.
Sounds good to me. All right, I think that's enough. I think my voice has had quite enough of the Ask a Drunken Dwarf thingies there. And it's now time for...
Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Buns?
Yeah!
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kevin, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Okay, it's time once again for Where in Norrath is Cheese It Nibble Buns, where you ask me questions, we try to narrow it down. Where exactly is Cheese It Nibble Buns? We need to know. We need to break it down to the continent and then the area. And then I am at some place that you can actually find on a map. So let's start with the questions. Where in Norrath?
You mean
Cheese It Nibble Buns?
You mean Cheese It is located on a map? You could just bring up the map and it'll say Cheez-Its here?
No. His current location is marked on a map somewhere. But, you know, it doesn't say Cheez-It.
It may now.
But, you know, like I've said in the past, folks, if you've already won, please let somebody else have a shot. Lyra wants to know if he's in Lava Frost. He is not in Lava Frost. It is not his own.
We go through this every week.
And for the record, he's not in Everstorm. Not in Everstorm, not in Lava Frost. Come on, folks.
Where in Norrath? Got that out of the way.
Where in Norrath is Cheese It Nibble Buns? I know it's great music, folks, but, you know, you can't just listen to music. Is he near water? No, he is not near water at this time. Krellick wants to know if he's on Faedweir. No, he is not on Faedweir.
Somebody wants a hint.
Not giving you a hint. You have to ask questions. Genzun wants to know if he's on the camp of Wu. The answer is no. Let's see here. Are there NPCs close by? Yes, there are. Is he on an island? He is not on an island. Not on an island. He is not in Kunark.
Somebody wanted to know if he was in the Fearvale?
The Fearvale? No, there's no such place as the Fearvale! Is he in a forest? He is not on a forest. Is he standing behind Lyra with stabbies out? No, he's not standing right behind Lyra, staring at her round dark elf butt. Let's see here.
How do you know her butt's round?
I look at these things. I have to know these things. Kieran on the Guck server wants to know if the NPCs are related to the TSO expansion. No. Not TSO related. Therefore, he is not in the Moors of Yakisha. Is he in a desert? No, he's not in a desert. Is he around sea level? I think I'm under sea level, actually. He is not in the Bone Mire.
Is he in a city that has an anagram for a name?
I don't even know how to answer that one. Veldor wants to know if he's in the Bone Mire. He is not in the Bone Mire. Is Cheese in amongst humans? He is not.
Is he underwater?
He is not underwater. not underwater.
Where in the world is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
Where is he?
Where is he this week? Is he where cubes live? No. I don't believe there were any cubes here.
Gnomes?
No, I don't believe there are any gnomes. Is he on a mountain? He is not on a mountain. Not on a mountain.
But he can't see water.
Can't see water.
But he can see NPCs.
Mm-hmm. He is not in Split Paw. He cannot see the sky. To answer Shiver's question, he is underground. He is not in a sewer. He is not in a city. Not in a city. He is underground, not in a sewer. Can he see undead creatures? No. Is he in Blackboro? No, he is not in Blackboro. Not in the Fallen Gate. He is not in Nariuk. Not in the caves. Not in the caves. Come on, folks.
I have one.
Is he near Kinos? He is not near Kinos. Is this considered... Pardon me, I'm sorry. I haven't got snuck up on me. Is he in a dungeon? I believe this may be considered a dungeon. Not in Stormhold. Not in the Wailing Caves. I can see...
Is Cheez-It near gnomes?
I did not see any gnomes on the way down here. But I will say there are gnomes in the zone, but not near where I am.
Is he in the Sunken City?
No. God, we did this. The very first Where in Norath's Cheese and Nibble Buns was in the Sunken City. No, he is not in a solo instance.
Is he in a mine?
Not in a mine.
In Thieves' Way?
He is not in Thieves' Way.
Solosex Eye?
We're getting closer with Solosex Eye. Getting close. Though I am not technically in Solosex Eye, I am near Solosex Eye. Not in a house. I already answered he's not in a sewer. Near Lava Storm, but not in Lava Storm. He is not under a rug. Gedzerns, I don't know how to pronounce that, but Gedzerns has it.
He's down hanging out with Nagafin today?
I am underneath Nagafin.
Oh!
Underneath Nagafin. So, Gedzern, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name. But, Gedzern, if you would just send Jethel a in-game message with your actual mailing address, I'll make sure that you get...
Jizrin.
Let's say Jizrin. Okay.
Lyra thinks Nagathan counts as Lava Frost.
Okay, I tell you what, the day that they put the vision of Vox down here with Nagathan, it'll be Lava Frost.
There you go.
Oh yeah, just send Jethel an in-game mail with your actual mailing address, and I'll make sure that you get one of those lovely little plastic towers with the knight action figure and the official invisible inked autographed genuine rubber ducky of Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
I will say, fam, that was some mighty fine conjuring.
That was mighty fine. Fem, thank you very much for getting me down to Nagafin in one piece.
God, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
I didn't have this easy of a time getting down here with Jethel.
I've made this trip a lot of times for folks down here.
I get so friggin' lost in there. I didn't like it in the old days, and I still don't like it.
Well, I'm going to take a screenshot of Cheez-It next to Nagafin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You need that one. That's one for the books.
Gotta wait for him to look down this way again.
Here, just stand right in front of him and say, Cheez-It.
There we go.
Gonna be kind of tough to get a screenshot of both of you. Because he's way up there.
Well, I did it looking up. You know, looking below Cheez-It and looking up at Nagafin.
Gotcha.
Now it's time to stabby Nagafin!
No!
Oh, no, I can tell you what he'll hit you for.
Oh, I know what he'll hit you for. I've done it before.
Matter of fact, we had Clump hit him once.
Yeah, for the
shots. Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, for the 12 Days of Frostfell video.
Get him in a blue fire again. Oh my god! I didn't catch that one. Okay, try again. Smack him. No, he didn't breathe fire that time. Oh my god!
Nice.
Oh, that was fun.
The ogre sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
I think we took that shot about 3 times. I said, "That's it. No more. This has got to work." See, the first time we did it. I wasn't ready, and Clump jumped the gun, and he breathed fire. It would have been such a cool shot, and I lost it.
Oh.
And we tried like 3 more times, and Nagafin would not blow flames. He would just ride out, swipe Clump, and kill him flat out. Oops.
Okay, well, the show's just about over here. Fem, do you want to shout out to anyone?
Well, I can't say anyone in particular. Just give us a holler about the festival. We'll be looking for all kinds of people for volunteering all kinds of different things. So, and there's room for everyone to participate. So, bring it. And thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Promoting our cause. It'll be fun.
Now, of course, remember you can go to guildportal.com and just do a search for the Festival of Unity. And if you have an idea for an event or something like that that you want to put together, by all means, I'm sure they can probably fit it in the schedule.
Yep.
How about
still room, and there's always a variety. We would love to have some new and interesting, different ideas.
What about a naked gnome race?
Works for me. As long as I don't have to look at them.
Naked gnomes.
I'll work in the prize booth and not have to be at the finish line for that one. That would be a scary sight. That conjures up all kinds of horrible images.
God.
Running naked gnomes. I
can see it. One of them coming around to your prize booth there. Go, hey lady, is this a kissing booth?
You know what? That'd be a cute event.
A kissing booth?
Oh, yes, and I forgot to mention something that has always been a big favorite, and that's the fortune-telling. We'll be having fortune-telling again this year. So, but a kissing booth would be a cute event.
I think
so. It might get messy, but it could be very cute.
See, I'm not going to volunteer for that one because I know exactly what will happen. I'll all of a sudden get a lineup of trolls.
Yeah.
I know
it. Or at least a bunch of ladies in troll illusions.
That'd be great, Lyra. We'd have it manned by a troll. That'd be perfect. Kissing booth, troll.
And the thing is, no one would actually line up for it. She'd just grab people off the street. Kissy!
Actually, that's a great idea, but I think it's something that should remain a secret until the time comes.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. All right. Elkrin, you want to shout out to anyone?
My mind is blank. Oh, we have Leonardo on next week. Remember?
Yes. Leonardo from what guild is he in?
Knights of Kinos, I'm pretty sure.
Knights of Kinos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're going to have him on next week. Who knows? Perhaps a new song. A couple of things were recommended to me on the forums. So we'll see. Of course, if anyone wants to get a Ask a Drunken Dwarf skit going.
Oh, Angela Coria wants a shout out. There you go, hon.
Does she want a shout out to anyone or just a shout out for her?
Just a shout out for her.
Oh, okay. Angela Coria.
You know, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the next Sony podcast.
Was that out?
No. Supposed to be 59 and they're holding it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know about these things. Okay, folks, that's the Gentle Silverwing Show for Tuesday, April 24th, 2009. Join us next week where our guest will be Leonardo from the Knights of Kinos. Who knows, maybe we'll get Thaddeus from the Knights of Freeport and have him fight it out right here live on the show.
That'd be interesting. Okay, one more thing, Jethro. You have to say it right.
What's that?
Is it Gezrin?
Gezrin. Gezrin.
From is that what? It? Is that saying it right? Pronouncing it right? Gezrin.
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 Gezrin. Gezrin. Something
okay.
Like that.
That's as shouty out it is it can get.
All right. That's it, folks. Have a good week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Thank
you. Well, all right. That's it for this week's episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Fiddlebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.